American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Some of the subject matter we'll be getting into this hour, talking about the allegiance and protections in their nature, are supposed to be reciprocal, and one should of right be refused when the other is withdrawn. In other words, government turns its back on you, guess what we get to do, folks? That's right. King George and Parliament violated this relationship, therefore causing the people of American colonies to unite under the Articles of Confederation and fight for the exercise of their rights due to the violations of said reciprocal agreements. The United Colonies formally declared their cause in the Declaration of Independence. This was a formal act of secession, folks. We usually think of secession of the South, Civil War, or as I like to term it, the War of Aggression on the South. But this was a secession away from King George. We pulled up stakes with England and we said, no, we're not going to do this. They wanted to use us for a revenue generation. They wanted to spread their markets. And the British have been doing that for a long, long time. Hence the term, the sun never set on the British Empire. Well, when you get that big, you have associated problems and you start to have breakaways in your grand plans. And hence, that's how America started. So we'll be talking about a lot of these different subjects in this hour. And Scott, Massachusetts, go ahead. You got a couple minutes here before my next break.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up in Uzbekistan is because it's indicative of a general attitude by the United States also at the direction of these people. But it'll just take a second. There was recent violence in Uzbekistan, and the president of Uzbekistan, his name is Karimov, K-A-R-I-M-O-V, Karimov. And he is one of the holdovers, one of the few holdovers of when the Soviet Union broke away and they all broke away. This guy maintained his presidency. And earlier this month, he unleashed his security forces to quell an opposition demonstration, and he caused hundreds of civilian deaths. And, you know, even before that, in recent years, the State Department, United Nations, and these human rights people have alleged abuses that this guy has been perpetrating, like, you know, systematic rape, torture, whatever. And it says that observers have said that Komarov, the local Communist Party's former head who clung to power following the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, has used the American Jewish community as a beachhead to cement relations with both Washington and Jerusalem. Israeli and American Jewish communal leaders said that their efforts to cultivate ties with Uzbekistan and this creep who's running it have been motivated primarily by the regime's positive attitude toward the local Jewish community and Israel, as well as its hawkish stand against Islam.
All right, we've got a break. Thanks, Scott.
I appreciate it, John.
All righty. Rhonda, Lawrence, we'll get to your calls, but we're going to get in some more information here. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Are Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Back. Rhonda, let's clear these phone calls out, and then we'll go directly into subject matter. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks for providing this very important forum to discuss what I think is this key issue of getting our government back, because until we do that, the food, the genetically modified food, the shots, everything else isn't going to matter.
I don't care if it's banking, income taxes. I don't care if it's the private partnership, government partnership, fascism, I call it. Whatever we're talking about.
Right.
This is going to go away when we get these creatures back on the constitutional railroad tracks.
Right. I have I work for myself, and I had the state send me a letter the other day saying that I had to renew my license, had to continue to get their permission to work for myself. And I don't want to support the beast anymore. I don't want to fight him, but I don't want to. I'm not going to support him. I think that's better than fighting him, like we've heard. They want us to fight. I would like to know if your guest John, or if he could lead me to some place. I'd be happy to compensate somebody for their time to help me respond to this threat that I got from the state.
And what are they're just asking you to what, renew your business license?
Yes.
Yeah, what they're basically saying to you is simply that it's illegal for you to do what you're doing until you seek and they grant you their permission.
Right. I don't want their permission anymore.
Right.
How do I go about responding to this letter?
John, anything we can help her with there?
Well, the issue gets to be, what is your status? Are you involved in a status that is required to have their permission? I guess if you've gotten into the topic we've talked about in the last several weeks, is the federal government basically has conquered all the citizens of the United States and all the states. And they have repopulated those states with United States citizens. A United States citizen is one who has no rights. Everything becomes a privilege. In fact, there's a federal court case that says the only absolute and unqualified right of a United States citizen is to residence within the territorial boundaries of the United States. So, if you want to have rights to where you can contact these people and say, you know what, I'm not under your jurisdiction anymore, number one is you need to learn how they got you in their so-called jurisdiction. I think all of their jurisdictions are not founded in law and not provable. But you would need to change your status out from underneath what they say you are. And in order, and it takes a whole lot more information than what I can give in a 3-minute response on air.
I understand that. Is there somebody I could contact to help? Is there, first of all, can I? Is this possible to do? And can I find somebody to help me do it? That's lead me. That's done, you know, more work than I have. I have a pretty good idea. I have been listening there for the last year, and I don't want to be part of the corporation anymore. And
right. And well, I'm in the same status or same boat as you in that what I do in this state here, they supposedly require business licenses and all that, and I have not had one for, gosh, 13, 14 years now, and I do not have, in fact, I don't even have a driver's license or anything.
Well, you asked me how they got me into this system. Basically, the conservation agent shows up and tells me I'm going to get thousands of dollars worth of fines a day if I don't give them an extortion fee for paying every time I keep somebody's dog overnight.
Well, knowledge is power,
mm-hmm.
and knowledge will forever govern ignorance. That was a statement by James Madison. What you've got to have is there is no silver bullet that they're going to recognize that you can just send them a letter and they'll go away. If you don't want to fight, the best thing to do is to go along with them. Because
okay,
this is
how about
a fight.
Maybe I don't want to get in an argument with them, but
right.
I want to state who I am. And
well,
I'm not their slave. Or am I their slave?
Technically, you are. You have a conquered status. You're a conquered person, just like the French to the Nazis in the late 1930s, early 40s. They're conquered. They were required to get the licenses and fees and do whatever the occupying German government told those French people they had to get. The problem here in America is with them having the public education system, they get to teach you that you're free. and that you're not conquered, and so you don't have the foundation to even understand how to fight them because no one else believes the fact that we're conquered. Only the facts show.
Are you conquered?
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
No, I do not consider myself a conquered person because we hold them accountable. We believe that you must have lawful, provable government in order for it to exercise jurisdiction over me.
Right.
And so one of the things that we do is we request that the government prove their legitimacy. prove that you are a lawfully created government put into place by the consent of the free people of the United States, or the free people of North Carolina. And what you're going to find, if you know anything about the war of federal aggression, war of northern aggression, take your pick, Civil War, some people like to call it.
The Reconstruction Act.
If you understand all that, then you will start understanding how they supposedly conquered us.
Right, that they had their federal territories and they reached out.
Well, they reduced the states to federal territories. They said that the war was not for any purpose of conquest. Yet, 2 years after the war was over, they said
it was for conquest.
So now, this is the new status this entire nation lives under, because what the Reconstruction Act did was pass the 14th Amendment, which was to constitutionalize United States citizenship and make it a constitutional issue.
How can I get unconquered?
Well, you need to get some people. I would suggest that you get some people in Missouri who understand this, because it takes more than one. We feel that the reason you can't exercise the rights of a free person in Missouri is because the free people of Missouri have not exercised their right to lawful government.
So does their ignorance tie me down? Because they want to remain conquered.
Well, what you've got to do is what the federal government did was they annulled pretty much the Ninth and Tenth Amendments to the Constitution, states' rights. No longer do states have rights to do anything. In fact, the states are conquered.
Right.
And what Washington did through the 14th Amendment was repopulate every state with a federal citizen rather than a state citizen.
Right.
They did this through United States citizenship. Okay, so you are in a state that the only people allowed to participate in government, the only people allowed to vote in the government, the only people allowed to be jurors and to be in the courts are the United States citizens, or more appropriately, the federal citizens that reside in Missouri.
Or the corporate citizens that reside in the corporation.
Well, anytime you have all constitutions are technically corporate charters.
Right.
The issue is, who is the beneficiary of the corporation? See, originally the beneficiaries of the corporations called the states of the American Union were the free people of the state, because they're the ones that created the corporation. But now you have the corporations of the conquered states, which were put into place by the federal government, in which only their people.
But that exists. I was reading Mark Stevens' books, Adventures in Legal Land, and it was interesting in there he was talking about how the state of Missouri and only exists in their minds. There's no physical place for the state of Missouri.
Okay, so what does that say that you must do? If the state doesn't exist, but you want to be a member of it or a citizen of a state, what?
I don't want to be a member of the state. I want to be a I was born in the conquered Republic of Missouri. Is that more accurate?
Right. But how do you put into place the unconquered Republic of Missouri?
That you tell me, sir. Please.
Yeah, by the way, I'm listening too. I'm still here.
What we did here in North Carolina is, once we understood that the federal government conquered the state of North Carolina, and we've got a copy of the surrender letter from the governor of North Carolina to where he said this state's conquered through military action and it's unconstitutional. And that was that letter was written in 1868, 3 years after the war was over and 2 years after peace was declared. So what we did in North Carolina says, well, I found myself in your exact same position. Well, I'm in this conquered position. How do I get the rights, and how do I participate or find the government that will represent me? And I found out that it was basically put into abeyance. The Constitution of North Carolina for the free people of North Carolina is just sitting on a shelf. It has no officers in it, has no citizens in it. And this is, the government for the free people of North Carolina, where they're the beneficiaries, and it is a corporation, technically.
Hold on. Rhonda, if you have any follow-up questions, and then we got to cut you loose.
Okay.
Lawrence, Thomas, you guys are up next. Ironically, both from Virginia. Glad to have you on board. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
All right, we're back. Rhonda in Missouri. You have to wrap up, dear. Rhonda, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I don't want to be conquered, and I don't. I talk to people all the time, John. I do the same thing the guy said the other day about making copies of CDs and giving them out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel one of the best ways is to show people that I'm not conquered. If I'm not conquered, then you don't have to be conquered either.
Leading by example.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead of, like you said, wait around, and get a coalition of people. We're going to lose our country by then.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of it, tired of paying extortion fees to a bunch of criminals.
Well, if you take a look, and I'll use the analogy, and I don't know if it's a proper one, but if you take a look at the backlash, even Germany now is shying away from the common currency of Europe. We have people, nations over there, they're deciding that they don't want to take part in this. Or more importantly, the government decided that they wanted to take part in it in behalf of the people, but the people themselves found out that, well, this is not really a good deal for us, and these guys have been lying to us. So what is happening here, kind of like in a microcosm of what you're talking about, is they're setting the example. These people are just saying, look, you know, we don't want to take this. Okay, I don't care what the other 22 members of the European Union are doing. This is what we are doing, and we're going to set our own agenda, and we are saying no. And that's what each person has to do individually.
And I don't care if everybody else in the state of Missouri is brainwashed.
But
does that mean
here,
I have to be?
But here's the problem, because, and John, you and I have discussed this when you were here in Round Rock, Texas, that everybody wanted to be a sovereign. Everybody wanted to get off the government's radar scope. And basically what everybody wanted to do was run and hide. And I don't say that that is not a good thing. Because nobody likes to be run over by the federal government on whatever issue it is. Because it is not their jurisdiction, and we know this. But what people were using this for was just temporary safety, to get off of their radar scope. And a lot of them didn't care whether this republic went down in flames or not, just as long as they weren't on the governmental radar scope. And that troubles me deeply.
Well, I do care deeply about this republic. I spent 14 years in the service defending it, and I tell people now I feel more like I'm defending this country now than I ever did when I was in the service.
Well, you are.
And I don't feel like telling them that I'm not going to pay their extortion fees running and hiding.
Right.
I feel like it's standing up, finally.
Well, you're on the right track, because the number one step is we have got to stop recognizing illegitimate government. If they're not legitimate, we have got to stop recognizing them as legitimate.
Should I pay them, John, Mr. Ainsworth, or should I go along with it till I get a coalition of people? Because
you don't need a coalition. You know,
how can I talk other people into say, look, this is wrong when I'm still paying my licensing fee?
Because what's going to happen is if you don't pay it, then they're going to want to take you into court.
Right.
And then when you go into court, you're not going to be able to bring up anything that you feel you want to bring up. Don't believe me. These courts will manipulate you, and you're just going to be found guilty, and they're going to fine you and do whatever. So unless you have the documentation that proves they're illegitimate, and also the documentation that proves that you have changed your status and you don't recognize them as legitimate anymore.
How do I do that?
Well, what we did, again, and we only had 13 people originally, was we did a declaration of reestablishment. We declared that we're going to reestablish the lawful government of North Carolina. And we sent copies to then-President Clinton and then-Governor Jim Hunt of North Carolina. Because the issue is, if they don't provide lawful government, you know, they're not going to provide it.
Right.
And so it becomes, the issue is, do we have a right and duty to find it and to participate in it? And that's what we did here in North Carolina. We said, well, the lawful government of North Carolina was put into abeyance by the Reconstruction Acts.
So
we want lawful government. We've got to pick that document back up. We've got to start participating in it. We've got to start paying taxes to lawful government.
Right.
And we've got to start voting in representatives into that government. And that's an extremely difficult thing to do for one person.
So you paid your licensing fee up until the time that you filed the declaration of reestablishment of lawful government?
No, I did not. I'd gotten to your point of, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. But I'm not sure I would recommend doing it the way we did it. Again, we did the Declaration of Reestablishment in 1997. Mm-hmm. And so we go into court now, you know, because I don't have
Is there any way for me as an individual to maybe go file something with the city hall for public domain to say that me personally, I want lawful government. I'm declaring a reestablishment of lawful government.
Well,
and I am a sovereign.
I would say this: give me a call, because this is a fairly difficult issue. And what you can do as one person has to be talked about. I'm not sure what we can do there, you can contact me at TigerJA@BellSouth.net.
TigerJA at
BellSouth.
L South?
Bell, as
Bell.
In
Bell.
Ring the bell.
I'm sorry, Ma Bell.
Was Missouri one of the 10, considered one of the 10 southern states?
No. Missouri is one of the slave states that fought for the Union.
Okay. I thought it was, I knew, was it split in half there for a time? Or
it was split in half for a time, and it was coerced to stay in the Union. And but again, that's one of the little-known facts, and you ought to know that. Is that when people talk about the war being for slavery, say, well, how come Missouri was a slave state, yet it fought for the Union?
Thank you so much.
Rhonda, thank you.
Bye.
All right. We've got loaded phones here, John. We're going to have to roll through these calls, and I think we're basically covering the outline of the information you sent me today.
We are.
Many people want to talk to us, so we'll take the break and we'll do that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartibite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window built here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartibite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit Cartibite.us for more information.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere, so make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're going to roll the phone calls, and for the affiliates, we're going to forego that, what is that break hit, 50 or 51? 51. We'll forego that break, so just an alert to the stations down the line. And before we get to these calls, and we're going to roll these calls in quick succession, John, anything that you wanted to impart upon the audience before we do this?
Rhonda's situation is a situation we all find ourselves in, is at what point can we do something?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, you know, when it comes time for you to exercise your right, you have got to know and understand why you're doing it. And that's what this is about, is we need to understand why we're not getting licenses, why we're not, you know, paying, you know, taxation and fees and things that they're trying to do. And we've got to get the knowledge, and then we've got to be willing to exercise our right and our duty. And that's what it's about.
All right. By the way, I got a small announcement. If we can pull this off, The Saddam Hussein trial is going to be happening here in the future. A lot of people thought it was never going to come to trial. But what we're going to try to do is engineer this that we can put the trial on the Internet, on our website. And gavel-to-gavel coverage, as they so call it. And I'm going to be talking to Saddam Hussein's lawyers, at least a couple of them, to see if we can do this. Now, I know the U.S. government's going to want to try to throw a blanket on this under the guise of national security, because you better believe there's going to be a lot of stuff that comes up in this trial that they don't want the American people to hear. But I think after 1.5 million Iraqis dead, the United States military is occupying their country. We've had 1,700 soldiers, five just die today, U.S. soldiers, and 40 Iraqis, no big deal. I think this would be in the greatest of public interest to be able to hear this. So we're going to try to work that out with Saddam Hussein's lawyers. I would like to hear this, wouldn't you, John?
I'd love to hear it. This will be the only place in the country doing it, will it? Not?
Probably the only people on the entire planet doing it. And I think it's only fair since we've ravaged and killed 1.5 million of his people over there. And let's find out if he's a ne'er-do-well. Let's find out if he's guilty of what the United States said he was, or if it was just a ploy to forward deploy bases, get a grip on the Middle East, and do the roadmap to peace according to Israel's vision. So we're going to see if we can pull that off. I think it would be a good thing. Lawrence in Virginia. Lawrence, you're up next.
That is a lot to follow, sir. use the word awakening, and I think earlier on, I think that's really true. I've been listening to this guy, Peter Schenck, a friend of mine I worked with, told me about him.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a lot of stuff is starting to come together, you know, in terms of the big picture and what's really going on at deeper levels and profound levels.
Right.
Second idea is that Peter Drucker said 10 years ago that essentially the country was going to get to the point that the federal government could only collect taxes, distribute income, and provide for the common defense. You've raised the issue about this whole personal sovereignty thing, and it might be that that something will happen, like, you know, the de facto bankruptcy of the country, or the Southwest turning into northern Mexico, New Aztlán, where the country might break it into a series of confederated regions, kind of like confederated nations within.
And I, for one, John, I don't know how you feel about this, but I, for one, would not like to see that happen. I would like to see all 50 states of this grand republic, this union, survive.
Oh, I agree totally. The concept of having it broken down into different regions is what this nation was originally founded on, but that was the consent of the people, not just a way to micromanage from the federal government.
Yeah, I don't, John, I don't see that we ever voted in a public referendum whether we wanted the government flipped through Reconstruction. That was some ideas of some very crafty politicians in Washington, D.C. around, 1868?
1867, 1866 is when it was being discussed.
Mm-hmm.
1867 was put into place.
Yeah, they didn't seek our permission to do that.
And even then, they called it an experiment. The experiment of Reconstruction. And it's a failed experiment.
Lawrence, your point.
My point was that I see, you know, having you know, through this like awakening that, you know, Shank and y'all have brought to me, I can see that there are forces that are trying to do exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
That are trying to break us into you know, regional states.
Sure.
And continue to divide and conquer.
Well, yeah, that was under Nixon, by the way, the FEMA and the regionalization, the 10 regions of America, that was done under Tricky Dick's watch.
Isn't it always our traitors from within? And my question is, I think that I might be concerned that the forces that you know that are listening to you and tune into you and pay attention might be like co-opted by these people into thinking, look, let's just start our own little country and blah 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 blah.
No, no, because this nation grew. I mean, this country grew. 1776, you know, we declared our independence. We started a new country. We had 13 original colonies. We expanded through the territories and made new states. And all was rolling around just fine until the federal government decided that, we can't have all this disarray out here, and we've got to have central command here. That's when we started to really experience problems. But to And John, I got into it one day with a guest that I had that he was pushing secession of the South. And that just smacks me the wrong way, because we have our backs up against Mexico, all the illegals, the Haitians, and who knows what else. And of course, our fronts would be facing Washington, D.C., and I think that would be a very uncomfortable. And at this point in time, we are very vulnerable as a country right now. So to split this up into little boroughs or different little countries, or as Louis Farrakhan wanted to do, he wanted the government to cede certain lands and pay him reparations for the Nation of Islam inside this country. No, none of that stuff is in my estimation valuable or of any worth. We are the failed experiment that they need to put the final nails in this coffin, because we are the linchpin for the globalists. If they can drive the United States down to its knees, who else is going to oppose their happy global union plans? There's nobody out there that can do it. We are the example. The problem is that we became rich and powerful and very free and very affluent, and gosh, what a great, I called it Disneyland. It was like going to an amusement park. There were so many wonderful things going on. What a great country to live in, unfettered by government regulation, and everybody was free. This is something that this infection could not spread to the rest of the planet. What a concept. Free people. Engaging in contracts, enjoying the labors, the fruits of their own labors. Boy, what a concept. They can't afford to let this disease spread any further. One of the reasons why they have to drive the United States right into the ground. So I guess my response to you is, no, I would not like to see any of that happen. There is a great danger in that. There is more safety in numbers. Just ask the little fishies in the seas.
Yeah, I'm not a secessionist in any way, shape, or form at the present time. There's huge issues with secession. To secede at this point in time, number one is you have to recognize the government that's there as legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is, in order to secede, you have to have 51% of your population of people decide that's what you want to do, and you'll never get those numbers. And I have actually been vilified unrelentingly from secessionists, thinking that what I'm saying to do, which is reestablishing the government and taking a legal stand that we go into court and fight,
mm-hmm.
I've been told that my position is bizarre and crazy. But secession is
But well,
is,
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's go back to history past here, where the states, they seceded from the Union. They said they didn't want to play ball with the Union anymore because of the usurpations, and they saw what was going on. They wanted their sovereignty. They wanted their states' rights. They wanted the government that was initiated to remain intact. And look what the Fed did at that point in time. They attacked their own people.
Right. Killed over 620,000 Americans to say that government of right shall not exist in the United States of America. Just because those people don't like this government, they're going to get it anyways. That was a turning point in this country. That's when we ceased having government of right. I mean, at that point, I believe in secession as a legitimate. But at this time in history, we've got way too many problems to try to secede with the laws that are in place now and with the principles of government that are in place now. I don't think we could secede to a better position.
I don't think so either. We're in too vulnerable and a weakened condition. And
right.
I'm for just the opposite of secession. I'm for jamming this this creature that's crawled out of its box, Washington, D.C., and the FedGov. I'm all for shoving them back in the box. You know, we don't have any more real estate to run to here. We're on tenuous ground as it is right now. And the one thing that we have to do, and why this country was so successful, was because the federal government wasn't running the show.
Right.
You know, their thoughts are, you know, I'm watching some of the quotes that some people are making, well-known people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, saying that, you know, 90% of the people, you know, of this planet, they need to be governed. You know, I need to be in power. You know, I have visions of being a dictator. All this whacked out steroid drug induced jabber coming out of this character that's not even a native born countryman. You know, this is scary stuff. But, you know, what he's doing is verbalizing what the globalists have planned for America. You know, and it's scary to hear these kind of things. So rather than, you know, go overboard and keep trying to run from this, what we need to do is face this head on and shove it back in its box.
The 10-square-mile Pandora's box, the lid was opened, yes. The demons have come out.
The demons have come out. Lawrence, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thomas in Michigan. Hello, Tom.
I wanted to real quick point out the fraud that the United States citizen deal to actually takes away anybody's individual rights. The only way the government can take away any rights using that is to connect you with a federal benefit. Now, because this United States citizen is not defined anywhere in law, and I'll bet you a dollar to a hole in a donut, any of these Supreme Court cases you look at that define a United States citizen is going to apply to somebody who's living on a federal benefit. It could be a corporation. It could be a business license.
Could be voting.
Yeah, well, you can sign off on your voting without prejudice. But, I mean, I won't register because I won't accept my name all in capital letters. But that's on a side.
So the benefit
of the business license, I think you could sign off that without prejudice, too. The problem is nobody will do business with you if you don't have a tax number. As soon as you use that tax number, you're taking money from the government. That's a benefit. I don't know how you can get around.
See, it's the entire system that's in place, and that's what you're going to end up finding.
Well, see,
and the entire system is illegitimate. And
well, yeah, it's a crap.
If you want lawful government, if you don't want to have a tax ID number, if you want to have a position to where you can go into business and not have all these federal benefits and federal tie-in numbers, then we've got to reestablish the lawful governments. Because
okay,
the ones that are in place are not lawful, they're not legitimate, and they will starve you to death.
We're able to trap animals in traps because we can think abstractly. We can put traps within traps. The animal can't think that far. That's why, you know, I don't think any of this legal information I've been playing with for over 10 years, and I think it's all useful, and you need it to be able to defend yourself. But everything, you know, only goes so far. It's all, you know, I think none of these boxes are, you know, any better than a trap. There always has to be bait in the trap, too. You know, otherwise nobody's going to go for it.
Which box are you talking about?
Well, for instance, the United States citizen, the 14th Amendment does not define it. It says subject to the jurisdiction. Suppose I'm sitting in Michigan and I want to light up a marijuana cigarette and somebody's sitting in Amsterdam and they want to do the same thing. Well, say I want to go buy one and say, I'm not going to do that because although I haven't done anything, I'm subject to it because of the venue. And the United States is defined clearly in Article 6 of the Constitution. It's the power of Congress. Okay, if they set up a corporation, then what I'm saying is doing objective business and taking a benefit from that corporation. Ashwander versus Tennessee Valley Authority, when the Supreme Court said whenever anybody takes the benefit,
right,
they cannot make a constitutional stand against the statute. That's how the federal government gets into the school system. They give them money. If you want the money, you obey the rules. And, you know, the people knuckle under.
And if you get the license, you obey the laws also.
If I get a fishing license, that doesn't apply to me unless I'm fishing, okay? If I'm carrying a driver's license in my pocket, there's nowhere in law that it says that I have to do anything if I have a chauffeur's license in my pocket and I'm using that when I'm driving a taxi cab, when I'm just traveling in my automobile, I can have it in my pocket. Heck, if the guy's wearing a gun and he wants to see my license, you know, I mean, he's a trained killer. I'm going to have to show him my license. I don't see where they're going to use that against me if it's without prejudice.
Prejudice only goes so far. Let me finish for a second. And plus, a United States citizen, the concepts of what a United States citizen is, has been defined by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but they can't write law. The Supreme Court is not allowed to write law.
They interpret it. It's what they say.
Well, that's the
trap. Now, again, what we're going to end up talking in circles here about is that the powers that be that are in place now don't obey the law.
Yeah, so why are they, so they're not going to obey the law?
If you want to have an entity that does obey the law, but the entity that's in place now does not obey the law, has no intention to obey the law, and in fact has in writing that it will not obey the law, what are your options? Your options.
Well, the force of arms, you have to take the country.
This
I think the only way we get
risk.
The country back is when a few of them are at the end of a rope, I think the other ones will all of a sudden get real constitutional. Until then, I don't think we got a prayer. I mean,
Well, I say that we haven't exercised our right to lawful government in mass yet. Most people are too fearful to do that.
Well,
is we need to contact these usurpers. They have no obligation to provide us with lawful government. If we want lawful government, we've got to put it into place. And then we've got to be in a position to argue that before a some form of a tribunal, wherever that tribunal is.
Okay, all I want to say is that if the United States citizen is the lesser, it's the power of Congress, is within the United States of America, the greater. That, you know, it's like I could take a bucket of water out of the ocean. It's the same thing, but it's, the ocean can exist without the bucket of water. The
but you're dealing
water
with, I think what you're dealing with is the original concept of a United States citizen as stated in the Constitution all the way up to the Civil Rights Act of 1866.
Well, the capital C citizen, I mean,
right.
I can be a small C, just because I'm a small C citizen, it doesn't mean I can't be a capital C citizen too. And a small C citizen would only apply if I'm involved in contract with the government for a benefit. There
has
to be.
The courts have ruled. The courts have ruled that a federal citizen, that we have two citizenships, state and federal, and that the federal citizenship is dominant and paramount and not subordinate nor derivative of state citizenship.
I'd like to say that
when you try to take on both of those, when you try to take on both of those statuses, you cannot take them on and say that your state citizenship is dominant and paramount. The courts have ruled against that.
Yeah, but I
again,
think I'm
you're,
right.
You're dealing with the original concept of state citizenship. You're dealing with the Dred Scott case.
Okay, if you're right, you know, the courts have ruled, but you can't point out the flaw in my logic. So it seems like kind of an impasse.
Well, no, I would say that you don't understand your status.
Well, if only lawyers can understand the law, only lawyers are obliged to obey the law. It's void for vagueness.
Well, go argue that in court.
Well, if I have to, I will.
Well, we do that. But again, you're going to find that
court, I got 20 days for contempt, by the way.
Well, you're going to find that you've got a lot of issues there that have to be dealt with in court. When you get into court and you start telling them that this United States citizenship status is the way it was prior to the 14th Amendment, you're going to, I can guarantee you'll lose.
Well, I think, like I said, I think all the things, I think, if you can grab them by their oath of office, they really have to obey that oath of office, although, they don't, many of them don't realize it, but I think it's more of a spiritual thing than, it has to do with the nature of traps and poaching and things like that, of a spiritual nature. But
all right. Thomas, I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Did we get anywhere with that one, John?
Well, I mean, the issue, again, is understanding this United States citizenship deal. It's you can't take both of them. You cannot take both of those statuses. That was not the status of the people originally in this nation. So in going with Thomas's logic, as soon as you vote, as soon as you participate, you recognize that system as legitimate and therefore has jurisdiction over you.
Right.
And so you've got to get away from voting in there. You've got to get away from accepting their benefits. And if you want the benefit of lawful government, participate in lawful government.
Robert in Virginia. Hello, Robert.
John and John. I was calling, and it's funny, you, after I got on the phone, John Ainsworth, you brought up secession. And ironically, a week ago or last week, I was down in Abbeville, South Carolina, and had a meeting with the head of the League of the South, who I believe you're familiar with, Robert Hayes. I mentioned your name to him. He said that you guys have talked before.
I think I had Robert Hayes on the air.
Have you?
Yes.
He's a very nice guy. He's part of the movement down in South Carolina because they're wanting to secede. And they have a lot of good ideas and a lot of good points. And my issue is I see where they're coming from, and I see where y'all are coming from. And the thing is in the patriot community, we all see a common problem. and that's an out-of-control federal, or we could even call it national government now, because that's basically what it is. It's, like you said, flipped itself 180 degrees in reverse to its original intent.
Mm-hmm.
And one other issue, and I'm kind of jumping all over the place here, but I've listened to all the shows that you've had with John Ainsworth and Ed Waller on the air since last year, and I love what they're doing in North Carolina. But to ask all the states or to build these groups or to do what you've done in North Carolina, to do that over, across all the states, I think is a little far-fetched. And
why?
I believe because...
Why?
Well, first off, my point I was about to make is that I think so many of the states are so far gone to the left and towards these socialistic collectivist ideas.
Doesn't matter what their personal ideologies are, or even personal ideologies of people that are in government in these various entities. It doesn't matter.
We're taking a legal position, and the issue is in law. If these states are created unconstitutionally, an unconstitutional act creates no office. And these states are not in operation in law. And the League of the South, I'm very familiar with them. In fact, they're the ones who I've had some really strong words with. They believe, here's the position of the League of the South, is that sure, the Reconstruction Acts were unconstitutional, and sure, they created new states without authority, but what they created is legitimate. They recognize Reconstruction and the 14th Amendment as legitimate, and their position is that, therefore, we must operate within this government.
John, could they recognize this as being legitimate?
It's a bizarre concept to me. I do not understand their position.
Really quick, I have to throw in on that because, I mean, like I said, I had an 11-hour meeting with Robert Hayes, and I didn't get that intention at all. The point of view that I think that they're coming from is that these governments are merely an occupying force.
Well, I'll tell you what, they kicked me out. I was a vice president of a chapter several years back.
Yeah, Mr. Hayes told me that.
And they kicked me out based upon Mr. Mike Tuggle, who was a North Carolina state chairman. And he said those exact words to me, what I just stated of what the League of the South is about. And again, I think they have a huge hurdle to overcome in the fact now you've got to get 51% of the population of the states on board in order to secede. And I want you to put that into a timeline for me of how long you think that's going to take.
A lot longer than what you're doing.
Time left.
Robert, I appreciate your call. I got one more to squeeze in here to be fair. He's been holding for about a half hour. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
A great show, gentlemen. Basically, I want to do without my driver's license. I don't want the federal government to make money off my birth certificate. I want to recoup my Social Security money and not pay it anymore. I don't want to pay into Medicare anymore as well. I don't want the government holding, having sway over anything I own, and I want to become a state citizen. Now, I don't, and I'm sure there's some other things involved in that too. I don't want to go with this half-cocked. I live in the People's Republic of Maryland, but I'm from Virginia. But at any rate, I don't, you know, I hear some information here, here's some information there. Is there a one-shop stop place where I can go to get all the information I need? Is there a book? Is justbelli.com? Is that my answer? Because this is the kind of thing.
Okay,
we're
running out of time. I think he's got the basis of your question. John, anything you can tell this gentleman?
Well, I would say the information, every single thing that we're going to deal with, everything you're going to find the problem is going to be around U.S. citizenship and what came out of the Civil War. And whatever it takes to learn what happened in American history from 1860.
All right, we're running out of time. 10 seconds.
Will be invaluable to you.
Mike,
I would get away from UCC stuff. I would get away from all this.
We're out of here. Thanks, John.
The Perky Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perky Light, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making Berkey bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.